We're holding Erev Chanukah. Mamer Somuch V'Nire. Today I'd look at Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, the Yontif in Chanukah. It's Mevur in the Sforim. That this is the Yontif of Teira Shebe'al Peh. It's the Yontif of Teira Shebe'ksav. It's the Yontif of Teira Shebe'al Peh. The Yontif of the Teira Shebe'al Peh is Chanukah. There's a lot of Hesberim in it, a lot of Drochim in it. We have to try to take out from the Chanukah the most that we could take out. If a person doesn't decide before Chanukah comes that he's going to use these choshuva days of Chanukah to aliyah ruchnis, to chaparayim, to grow, Chanukah passes and he could lose all of the miles, the Yomim HaGdolim from Chanukah. Chazal say that Malchus Yovon is called Choshech. Choshech al pnei tehoim zu Malchus Yovon. What is the koyach of Choshech? Dark. Yovon is the koyach of Yovon is dark. What is the koyach of dark? We spoke about it a couple times. We said from the Kotzke Rebbe. When a room is dark, when you shut the lights, now it becomes pitch dark. And all of us will try to get out of the room. People will be hurt. People will bump on each other's benches. Not everyone will know where is the door. If we try to do it in one, people could die and kill themselves. When it's light, you just get up, you walk in the aisle, and you get out. So when there's no light here, it's harder to get out? No. Just you don't know what is the path. You don't know how to get out of the room. But it's not that it's hard to get out of the room. Malchus Yovon, the koyach of Malchus Yovon, is the choyshech. The bilbul. Now, there's a couple ways of bilbul. But the main bilbul of Yovon was Misyavnim. They came and made the people to feel that the Torah is old, is old-fashioned, is new, is modern, sports, all these zachen that they brought in, that made people to feel choshech, dark, old-fashioned, sitting and learning. And they made the people stop to learn Torah. This was the first kind of choshech. The Midrash Tanchuma, the famous Midrash Tanchuma, that is a choshech when a person learns. He tries to learn, he doesn't chap what is going on in the sugyas. He feels lost. As choshech, a person feels nothing will come out of him. Life is bitter, things are not going. It's choshech. It's dark. The same choshech doesn't mean that it's hard. Someone will tell him a good word, he will feel good the whole day. Someone will tell him something bad, he's in a bad mood the whole day. He can't learn, he can't chap. He's out of it, it's not going, it's a bad mood. One good word, he'll be all into it. The yisayid of choshech is that there's a lot of things in the avodas Hashem that be'etzem it's not so hard to be matzliach. But a person feels choshech, and the choshech makes him not to be matzliach, to give up. But if it's light, in a second, the choshech doesn't exist. It's no choshech. It's not dark. One little light could take away the ganze choshech. Kotzke Rebbe says, when a person is in a room that is full with dark, he takes sticks and he tries to hit the dark to leave. The dark doesn't leave. He takes bags, he fills them up with black and takes the black out. It stays black. I tried it once. Nothing changed. Mamish, kills it. You take one little match, the whole black disappears. You can see. It's light. A person could work on himself not to be depressed, not to be in bad mood. He learns that sefer and that sefer. He goes to that funny shmooze and this funny place and that, all different in the courses and all different chadoshim labkorim bo, yeah? All different zachen. This is good. This is the sticks to take out the choyshech. One light takes away the ganze choyshech. One light takes away the ganze choyshech. One light. What is the light? It's the light of Teuch. The Mishnah explains that Teuch Shebaal Peh, the way it was given in a way of choyshech. The way of the Torah Shebaal Peh was given that it's dark, and when you oimel on the dark, you see the light. You have to remember it. Eino nikne elo biyegiyeh ve'omol rav. As a gedus. The person has an art school, so Hashem will give him the yegiyeh ve'omol rav somewhere else. This is a tznai of Torah Shebaal Peh. This is the tzuras shel Torah. This is the tzuras shel Torah. So, alamol, this is the avoida. The avoida is, when a person has the choyshech to mischazik in the oir, but I want to go a shtickle weiter. Sforim shtidah dalem advov, neres, that we light in Chanukah, kenegel advov masechtin, that we have. What is the pshat? A person has an nisoyon in life. Every person has an nisoyon in life. And was a nisoyon proti that every person has, and is a nisoyon klali. Klal Yisrael, in the time of Chanukah, the whole Umo Yisraelis was in a massive that people tried to convince them not to keep Torah. Not to learn. To be nimshach achar hav le'olam hazeh. Every person has a small milchemes hayetzer, his small yavon that fights with him. Chanukah was a war, it came out of action, everyone was fighting. The whole Umma was fighting. But every person has that little war. What was the secret of the nitzochen of Chanukah? What was the nitzochen of Chanukah? The Nitzochen of Chanukah was the Mesiras Nefesh of the Chashmonaim. Rabim biyad me'atim, t'meim biyad o'irim, v'shoim biyad tzadikim, zeh yamar iski sirosecho. It didn't look that you could win. It was not the pshat, it looked like I could manage. It looked like you cannot manage. And there the Nitzochen comes. Is oil to light for one day? There's no way it could light for 8 days. And the Nes happens, the Nitzochen happens. The Koyach, to win Yavon is, when a person takes the step where he doesn't think that he could win, and he jumps over, and then the Nes of Chanukah happens. The Chashmonaim go out to the war, when it's Rabim b'yad me'atim, t'meim b'yad ta'ir, m'shem b'yad zedikim, zedim b'yad o'iz kisir o'secho, when they're holding in that step, then the Nitzochen and the Choshech happens. When there's no oil, and they may some nefesh to Mekayim to try, maybe it will light, the Nitzochen happens. That Sloche of the Siyata Dishmaya, the Nisoyen and the Sloche of the Siyata Dishmaya, to break the Choshech, and to have the Nes, Pach HaShemen, happens to everyone. To everyone. Is when you make the Mesiras Nefesh. So the Chanukah, the Koyach, it's Svarim Shnei that every Yontif, the Koyaches of the Yontif come back. The Koyaches of the Yontif, Chaparayim, forget that, when I saw this noise, I chapped these pilots, and these people want to make money, try to build a building, yeah? So the Mesiras Nefesh to work day and night, yeah? Maybe they'll make, for Chanukah, they give us a message, You know, most workers go away, but these people who want to make money, so they're working. You know, I don't know how they get a license to work in the night. Well, let me show you. Yeah? I would want to build a big building. So, I'll be talking enough. This is the message. Talking enough. Look, the whole world is messages from Hashem, yeah? That's right. You have to make some nefesh. If you want the nitzochon to happen in your private Hanukkah, some people think in this room, in this moment, that if Yevoni will come, Avada, we know the Chofetz Chaim said that why in Purim, the Taz says it better, why in Purim, Mordechai didn't go with guns to fight with Haman, and Chashmonai went to fight with guns, because when the Chashmonai Haman came on the goofy, we can't fight, we have to wait, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has to help us. We can't fight Rabbi Biad Me'atim. But when it comes on Ruchnias, we have to be so nefesh. And they say from the Chofetz Chaim, when there was the war and the Tsar in Russia, against all the yeshivas, and everything was chorev there, all the Yiddishkeit was chorev. They said, the Chofetz Chaim said, it's chaval we didn't go to fight against the Tsar with guns. Because if we would go with guns, we would win. As if the Chashmonai. So a lot of people here think if the Yevoni will come now, all of them will go to fight. Dangerous, so it's nefesh. But in the private war, he's not planning to fight. He's not planning even to give up on one night of a party that he's invited for. Yeah, not at the Gantz level. He's not masking now to say, you know, this Hanukkah I'm learning straight. No, maybe it's nefesh. Yeah, 8 days mitzvus nefesh he's not masking to do. 8 days mitzvus nefesh. No, he's not masking. But he wants that Hashem will make the Nesa Pach Hashemen, and with the small kishrenes that he will has, he wants no shas. With the small kishrenes that he has, he wants to be a poisek. With the small kishrenes that he has, he wants to sit and learn day and night. And with the drop of this flesh that he has, he wants to learn 12 hours a day. But he's masking to Moshe Nefesh to learn 5 minutes a day. That's a gomish. The Nitzachet of Chanukah could only happen when a person is masking to go to this war of Chanukah, with a koyach of a mesirus nefesh. A person is masking to go to the war of Chanukah, with a koyach of a mesirus nefesh. Atzloche, mesirus nefesh l'teire. He has a nes. His neses, Rabin Biad Me'atim, the oil for one day will light for 8 days. That mess will happen. And every year in Chanukah is that special Siyata Dishmaya. The person has to know most of the Nisyonis in life are Choshech, are not real Nisyonis. I sat one with a whole Chaveim of mine. We tried to remember when we were Bachrim, all the kind of Nisyonis that a Bachar has, with the roommate, with the friends, yeah? Who you're friendly with, who you're not friendly, you don't even remember. It means all of these conversations that were negea, to go with Yenim, to have a friend, not to have a roommate, yes, to have a roommate, when you become older, you don't remember even that it happened. So it means if then you would not be misyachas to it, it even didn't exist. Hundreds of hours of nisyonis that you have are b'chlal nishka nisyonis. Are b'chlal nishka nisyonis. It's choshech. It's the koyach of the Yetzer. But if you make some nefesh to Torah, if you decide to learn, with the ganze koyach, that nitzochon makes the nes. The nes happens. The nes happens. Rabbim b'yad me'atim t'meim b'yad t'oirim, and it lit for 8 days. Motzu pach shemen, chosu mechosim, kering god, v'vayu shem le'emechot, and it lit for 8 days. This is the koyach. This is the koyach of the Mechanukah. Now in Sforim is mevuo that the Yevonim wanted lehashkichom teirosecho ulehaviro me'alchu keretzinecho lehashkichom teirosecho. This is teira shebealpe. Teira shebektav is not lehashkichom. It's written down in the teira. You don't forget it. You could erase it. You could destroy it. But it's not Lashkichom. Lashkichom was Torah Shebaalpeh. This is Lashkichom. That Torah Shebaal Peh, what is the pshat in Torah Shebaal Peh? I want to explain. It's not only that it's a harder Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh, and the difference of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh is inside us. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave? I don't know, I'm just saying what state. Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. That was a bit heavy to Moshe Rabbeinu to take down Gemoras. So, it gave him one little text, you know. You would have to dance with, you know, forget what everyone would have what to dance with, yeah? If everything. Why it has to be like that? So it's two parts. It's one part because the aside of Teir is that everyone has to be Mechadish. This is the way. Teir Shebaal Peh is Be'etzem. It's not in a book. A person has to carry the Teir inside. It's not only details that are dear. And you could computerize it, you could say it, you could look it up. Teir Shebaal Peh, Havone, Kasher, Teretz, you have to live. It doesn't help, you see, Periatos Manu, you're not, yeah? You see, Teisusim. You learn them, you have them. You don't learn them, it's not a page of Teisusim, yeah? You learn it, it starts to shine. This is Teir Shebaal Peh. The Yevonim wanted Lehashkichom Teirosecho. That Chelech, that the Teir is a part of us, this is what the Yevonim were trying to Mashkiach. Chanukah is the time that a person has a koyach to be meiser nefesh. And when he's meiser nefesh, Hashem gives him the light. Uminoisah kankanim nasanes lashishanim. Who is Shishanim? Klal Yisrael. Shishanas Yaakov, Tzahola v'Sameicho. Who is Shishanas Yaakov? Klal Yisrael. A rose. Why Klal Yisrael here decided to be called Shishanim? That's not Shishanim, maybe it stems with a nigger a bit, yeah? Shishanas Yaakov. Sometimes we call it Egois, sometimes we call it Tapuach. You know, it's all different. Yenosi b'chag v'asela. We have all different nice names, yeah? But it's twice that we call Sheshanim. Sheshanas Yaakov, Tzahola, V'Sameicho, U'minoisa HaKenkanim, Nasanes LaSheshanim. Who is the Sheshanim? Sheshanim is the Talmidei Chachomim. The Goyen explains. Ani Chavatzeles HaShoroin, Sheshanas HaAmokim. The Goyen explains, Chavatzeles is also a rose. Just the Sheshano grows in the valley, it's full of water, it's protected, it's nice. Chavatzelitz grows in the desert. Shvach, no water, wind, sun. Klal Yisrael say, Ani Chavatzelitz HaShoroin Sheshanas HaAmokim. I'm the same flower, really. Just when I'm in the Shoroin, I look very fair, garnished. But Hashem, I'm the same one, I'm a Shoshana. Ani Chavatzelitz HaShoroin Sheshanas HaAmokim. The nest was done La Sheshanik. Zaydim biyad oiski seyosecho. The nes of Chanukah was not done to the middle people. It was made to the real people, to the Shushanas, Yaakov. Mordechai v'leikom v'leizom imenu. Shushanas Yaakov tzahola v'samecho. They realized, b'roizom yachad tcheles Mordechai. When they saw that Mordechai was not Mishaneh, then Shishanas Yaakov Tzahola V'Sameicho. The Nes of Chanukah, Chazal Zogun, Chofetz Chaim brings down, V'hoyo boi pach shemen, chos b'choysem koyen godl. That shemen was shemet zayit zach. Pure oil. Sealed. You have to be pure. You have to be sealed. The nest doesn't happen to a person that in the morning does this, in the afternoon does that, but second say that he comes to yeshiva, no, now, so now he wants the nest. He rolls in 10:30, he's waiting for the nest of the Pach HaShemen. He would know Shemen Zayit Zochno. By night he read what he read, he saw what he saw. In the morning he ate what he ate. He shmoozed what he shmoozed. Now he wants the nest. I will learn for 1/2 hour and Hashem will open the Mayonis HaChochmah. He's lighting with candles. Candles is not this. He's lighting with candles. Oil. We're looking for oil. For Shemen Zayit Zoch. The ness happens. But you have to have a shem and zayit zoch. Ki ner mitzvah v'toyro oir. The oir is besamel toyro. Not davening, not mitzvah, teire. Everything is important. But the ness is done for teire. Chanukah is the yom defun teire. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a mishun in the kesiyata dishmaya. If you jump into the water and you decide that the ness will happen to you. But remember, I know it's very hard that, you know, it's straight that Avraham Avinu jumped into the Kivshon and he was saved. His brother Aaron jumped in and he died because he said, oh, Avraham was saved, so man, it didn't work by him. Okay, I'm asking to make any sense because I was told now, I heard a vow that you try, Hashem helps. You have to try and try and mamish like feel that you can't anymore. And 2 minutes after that, the ness will happen. When you're already dying. The problem is, every guy when he's dying, the Gemara tells us. The Yitzhak stands with guns. Not with guns, with tanks. To that moment that it's a bit hard for you, there is the moment that the catch happens. There he's there, just he mamish closes the Gemara for you. And if not, he makes the guy to come to call you, come outside a second, yeah? Sometimes you see, like, you know, you see a guy, it's almost, and then you see, like, two shlichim from Malachamovitz come, from Yitzhahara, yeah? I see them sometimes, I see a bacher, he's learning, it's very hard, and I say, okay, lamazen, I see two Yitzhahara guys walk in, they call him out. And I know they work for Yitzhahara the whole time, I see they work for him. The more they work, every time he sends them to his, you know, some guys, you know who they work for, yeah? But if a person decides, no, I'm doing it. Now, Kichol Shayoim Godl, Hanisoyin Godl. Chanukah is the most choshev time that a person can have this Siyata Dishmaya. This Siyata Dishmaya, to wax, to grow, to shine. It's Chanukah. Chanukah, a person has the koyach. And Chanukah, a person has the koyach. The Yitzhahara doesn't let you. The Yitzhahara doesn't let you. And I say, Pung Fakert. Chanukah is a time that everyone does what he wants. Decide now, not tomorrow. Decide now. From the minute Chanukah starts till the end of Chanukah, I'll be steiging. I'll be steiging fire. From the minute Chanukah comes in to the minute Chanukah stops. Even if no one is doing it. I'm invited to another mesibah. Oh, Baruch Hashem, another nisayon that I could starka. To count how much places I didn't go to. Not to count how much latkes I ate, yeah? Don't forget, to count. My yeshiva, my room, my friend, my cousin, my friend, my cousin, my yeshiva. All these kind of parties, yeah? Shal yeshiva rum avisaychem. Shal yeshiva rum avisaychem. It's Atzayetzo. The person decides, I will steig. Say Alamol, Chanukah. Said really, Aloch is here. The Aloch is that Chaim Shmulevitz says, if you go around in the street and you ask someone what happened in Chanukah. So he will say they found oil and it lit for 8 days. Fakim Chaim Shmulevitz, when you open Alanisim, it's Bichlal not mentioned. It says Rabim Biat Meatim, Tmeim Biat Oirim, Moshein Biat Tzadikim. If you ask every kid in the street, what happened in Chanukah? They found the oil and lit for 8 days. You open Alanisim, Rabim Biat Meatim, Tmeim Biat Oirim, Moshein Biat Tzadikim. Fakim Chaim Shmulevitz. The answer is Poshut. You don't have to say thank you and the oil. What bothers me, they found the oil, they didn't find the oil. Beis HaMikdash was 3 years without oil, it would be another 8 days. Tumot u'betzibum. Thank you, you saved me, Hashem. Rabim b'yad ma'atim, t'vayim b'yad ta'ayim, shakeach. But to say thank you and the oil, I don't have to say thank you and the oil. This is Poshut. Find of Chayim Shmulevi, it's a barazei. So why when you make a memory, a symbol to Chanukah, what you use? The oil. make us a symbol to the Nitzachim. Hang a Maccabim, a Magen David on the houses. This will be a symbol that Hashem saved us. Why the oil? Why make a zeichet to the oil? The oil is garnished. So Chaim should always explain with a mashal. So when you go into a room, you see a lady bathing a baby, cleaning him. You wonder to yourself, this lady is the Yiddish Mame or the housekeeper, the helper, babysitter. Even when she finishes to change the baby, she puts him down, she goes to the next baby, babysitter. If she picks him up and she kisses him in his forehead, then you know those are the Yiddish Mame. Those are the Yiddish Mame. But if she puts him down, like does it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to save us. He promised, Shelo yitishtakach mipi zaroi. But he could do it because he has to, and he could do it because he wants to. How we know if he does it because he has to, or he does it because he wants to? If he gives us an extra kiss, we know he wants to. If he doesn't give an extra kiss, he has to. Rabbi Biyad Me'atim Tmei Me'atarim, he has to. But when he gave us the oil, he showed us, Bani Matim LaHashem Elokeichem. He showed us that we are kids. This is the kiss. And what the kid has to say thank you? For the mother changing his diaper or for giving him a kiss? Mother will change his diaper, give him a kiss. Thank you on the kiss. Thank you for changing the diaper. But what the kid is proud with, the pride is that the mother gave him a kiss. I'm a son. He feels good. Changing his diaper. Thank you for changing the diaper. So the thank you you say for changing the diaper. Proud is? Thank you, say for the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rabbim Biyad Me'atim. But we are proud that Hashem saved us. V'achar kach bo'u bonecho lidvir beisecho v'idliku neres b'chatzos kodshecho. But the thank you is on the saving. Zohar b'zach, Zohar b'zach, says in Kriyas Yamsuf, says b'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kriyas Mitzrayim, from the walls, it says that apples came out, candies, today they say sour sticks were slipping out, yeah? But all the geschmack is achar. Versteht nicht. Shas Kriyas Yamsuf is the highest moment of Klal Yisrael. Ro'as o'shifcho al hayam asher lo yiro yechezke ben buzi. Who needs a candy? Shas Kriyas Yamsuf. Shas Kriyas Yamsuf. Candy. Shas Kriyas Yamsuf. Ro'as o'shifcho al hayam asher lo yiro yechezke ben buzi. You see, ma'isa merkovim, alochim, srofim, evanim. Chocolate. Zogim chayim shulevi, zazal b'yisrael. Hashem had to take us out of Mitzrayim. Shleim Aris Tzadik ve'ovdu Oisom ve'inu v'achakach. He could do it because he has to, and he could do it because he wants to. He gave us the extra kiss, a chocolate. I want to. I'm doing it because I love you. How Klal Yisrael gave back a kiss? There's one mitzvah Hashem never told us to do, but we decided on our own to do it. We say it every morning in Davening. Zekeli ve'anveyu Eloike Ovi v'aroi v'meni. Hidur mitzvah. We will do the mitzvah, Hashem. Hashem, you give us a kiss. You showing us, you take us out of Mitzrayim, not because you have to, because you want to. When we will do the mitzvah, Hashem, we will show you, we're doing it not because we have to, because we want to. We'll give you a kiss. We'll do extra, a nicer aslag, a nicer tefillin. This is Hidur mitzvah. This was the kiss back. This is the reason that Chanukah is the only mitzvah that is so much Hidur. You could use one candle, you may have an eight, you may have an eight for everyone, from oil. It's time, it's how you go, maybe 100, 200, yeah? Candle, oil, eight, 36, everyone in the house. Why? Because the whole chetzah of the Chanukah is the kiss. Hashem, we want. So, Alamon, sometimes you go to Diris, you see people light with oil. And they're saying, Hashem, we love you. We could have used one candle, but we love you. We mamish want to show you we love you. We're lighting oil. And they're sitting and schmoozing in their locus neus in the deer. I don't call it the kiss, I call it the. No one to say. Not allowed to speak even like that. This is a kiss. This is a spit, not a kiss. I tell Bokhim, you can learn during a locus neus not to light oil, to light candles. I think it's a chutzpah to light oils and to schmooze during a locus neus, not to go back to his medrash. It's the biggest kitrug in the world when someone does it. Hashem, I love you, I love you. I'm just not learning. I just love you. I'm not learning. She said, please don't love me. Don't touch me. Leave me alone. Don't kiss me, please. Please don't kiss me. Just go. I said, Alamo, please don't light oil if you're not planning to learn during that look. If you're there, they schmooze there, they play there. Shama and Bishin, only candles, one candle a guy. Bemis. It's not, I'm saying halacha lemaaseh. Halacha lemaaseh. Some guys, they ask me, why did that guy you said to light in the room? You didn't tell him to light downstairs. So I know he anyway is not planning to learn doing that locker. I don't need his locker's nerves anyway. I don't want him to be mahadar to the Yitzchak B'liashu. Hashem doesn't want him to be mahadar. What, to kiss and not to learn? Hashem, please don't kiss. Chazal say, you know, like someone goes, Nezim Zahav Ba'af Chazir, you know, we say in Agor Shul Pesach, Vatavoi Ba'ade Adoim, some Ritva explains, so someone is naked, Honishkin clothes, it's one Zach. Shatzal Su, you see a person without clothes, but has a very nice necklace, yeah? It's a big design. Someone doesn't learn and lights with oil, it's worse than a person that doesn't light. He has Mekayim Da'alocha. I'll tell you why, because when such a person, even later in life when he will light oil, it's worth nothing. Because we see that he's not doing it because he loves Hashem. But for Chai, he didn't learn. Hashem wants learning, he doesn't want nothing else. Not to help your friend, garnished. A person has to take on himself. I'm saying, it's such a siyata dishmaya, the vat mamish somuch lechanike. Stark. From the first minute of Chanukah. From the first minute of Chanukah. To take it himself. The ganze starkheit. And if he does his best Hashem, he will have the siyata dishmaya.